I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Welcome one and all to yet another edition of the Disney List. Welcome to the show. Al, John, and Kristen here. And Kristen, what are we going to talk about today?
We are talking about our top 24 holiday must-dos at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Ooh, another epic, epic Disney list.
I know, very, very long Disney list.
Like the last one we did with the Epcot list. That was huge.
Yes.
That was huge. Right away, we're doing it up big today. So we want to make sure you tune in. So gather around, everybody, if you're checking us out from our social media accounts. Be sure to interact with us, because we go live on this Facebook page, on the Disney List Facebook page. And that's where you can interact with us in the live chat. So everyone else, feel free to watch, but we'd love for you to just help our algorithm out and join us in the live chat. Now, before we get started into that big old list and all the Disney news we're going to talk about today, Kristen, like always, has a huge travel deal. Email Kristen. Where can people email you to get started on their next Disney, Universal, or Cruise Line adventure?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
What do you have for everybody today?
Well, you can save up to 20% on rooms this holiday season. That's if you are a Disney Plus subscriber. So this deal is good for most nights, December 11th through December 25th.
There you go. Awesome. Well, be sure you take advantage of that. And, of course, they're going to check to make sure that you are the person on Disney Plus.
Yes, they will. It says reservations in violation may be canceled.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, you know, that would be a very sad holiday season.
You know what? Just because we had gotten back, if you haven't checked out our show from the other week about us returning back from our vacation with the kiddos, it's really important that you go ahead and book those trips, because I tell you, it's going to be sold out during the holidays. It's going to be insane. So be sure you go ahead and start booking today. And once again, Kristen, what is that email?
themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Amazing. Don't forget, gang, our show is brought to you by our good friends at Shure Microphones and Audio Products. We use the Shure MV7 podcast microphone bundle, and thanks to Shure for sponsoring this episode. The MV7 is a dynamic mic with both USB and XLR outputs for use with computers and professional interfaces alike. So if you're not an audio person, if you're not a producer of said podcasts, whatever podcast, you can always just use that little USB cable plugged straight into your computer. Use that Motif app from Shure Plus, because they do plus your sound. They'll make you sound like $1 million. It all comes bundled together for you. The microphone, and if you want, you can get some cool mic stands or what have you, headphones, whatever you need. They've got it there at Shure. Check them out on our show notes at Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com. Also, we're broadcasting from the Gator Framework Studio. Gator Frameworks is a great company. We've worked with them for a long time. I've used their products for a long time. They've got great desks and studio accessories like mic stands, ring lights, lighting, and AV equipment for you, the creator, or you, the person that works from home, or you, the person that works from the office, wherever you have these Zoom calls or, you know, podcasts or you're creating. They've got stuff for you. Check them out at GatorFrameworks.com and let them know that the Disney List podcast sent you. Also, our friends at Kingdom Strollers, be sure to check out KingdomStrollers.com and use our link specifically, because that is our affiliate link right here in the show notes. They are an awesome, awesome company. We will make sure that they get their shout out here on the show. All right, so let's begin.
Alexa, play Skull Rock Podcast.
Playing.
Oop. It's always nice when you actually have the right podcast up there, right? Like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Well, I might have a cough drop for you. I'll have to look. Now I can't look. It's got to be in my backpack. I was just thinking, I think I have a cough drop for Kristen, but I can't do it now because the theme music is on. And now I'm just talking you through it.
So, you need to dust the room in here.
I'm trying to.
I feel like I inhaled dust.
You probably have been. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm glad you caught us because we're live. As you can tell, we're not going to go back and fix anything because that's just not how we do it. It's live. It's all the way live. It is what it is. Welcome, everybody, to the chat here. Lindsay, Caleb, and, of course, Gail. Gail's in here, too. Awesome. Welcome to the show. My name's Al John Go. For the uninitiated, I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, musician. Here at the helm, the control deck, alongside Kristen. What's up, Kristen? Introduce yourself.
I am a foodie, Disney park enthusiast, travel expert, and co-host of the Dining at Disney podcast.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And how am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing well, I guess. I'm ready for the holidays. You know, it's starting to get a little bit cooler outside. Leaves are all falling off the trees. So, yeah, I'm ready to start making holiday cookies and treats and make Thanksgiving food.
I am ready to consume said holiday treats.
And then after that's gone, I'm going to be ready for us to spring forward and winter to be over with.
Yeah, I don't really understand these days why it's even a deal. Like why it's even a deal for us to continue doing daylight savings time.
I don't know. I think we always should save daylight. When we spring forward, just leave it there. Why do we need to get dark at like 4:30? We don't. What good does that do anybody?
I don't know. I tell you, accidents are going to happen tomorrow. They do every year. They
well,
say that.
There's also heart attacks go up.
Wonder why. It's like, holy crap, I'm going to be late for work. But this is how it is. It's insanity. But anyway, we shall overcome, everyone. We shall overcome. Anyway, I hope you had a great week, gang. You know, Kristen and I had just recovered coming back from our Walt Disney World vacation with the kiddos, our very first vacation to the Walt Disney World Resort post the vid with the toddlers. We hadn't been back to the resort since 2019. So it's been some time. And it wasn't, well, I mean, it's been difficult, of course. I mean, you have children, you have you've had your immune compromised, you know, immune system or whatever. So it hasn't been easy for us to kind of get out and do things, but we finally were able to do it. And check last week's show to hear more about it. We were so beat up last week recovering from the vacation that didn't go live, but we did do the show anyway.
We looked beat up.
We were beat up. We were beat up. I was beat up. We're all beat up. But hey, we're getting into it, and the holiday season is right around the corner. That's what we're going to talk about today. We've got a huge list for you. The top 24 things you must do, the Disney must do's, which we love to do here on the podcast. To give you a list of things. You know, I found out too that some friends of mine from work, they listen to the show just to get trip tips and things like that. They listen.
Really?
They like to go back and listen to our shows and talk about that kind of stuff. So thank you, friends from work. who do that? And anyway, it's cool. So Lindsay says in the chat, at least y'all get all four seasons in Tennessee. Yes, this is true.
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, in Tennessee, the season, we do get all four seasons, but the season transitions are super short, like spring.
We have a short winter, not as short as it is, you know, in like Louisiana and Florida, but we have a short winter. It's pretty much like January and February is winter. And then you have a short amount of time where you have spring and it comes, and then it's like all of a sudden winter decides to come back for like 2 days, and then it is spring for like another week, and then you go into summer. And it does the same thing with fall.
Yeah.
I mean, we were, 79 degrees just the other day. So.
Yeah, it kind of teeters. But that's probably the last bit of the warm weather. Then it's going to start to taper off and all of that. So, I don't know. Nashville's weird. Middle Tennessee's weird weather-wise.
It's supposed to next week.
It's supposed to what? Get cooler?
Cooler, yeah.
Yeah.
Which means what is going to happen is it's going to be like 74, and then the next day it's going to be high of like 54. Because that's how it works.
So there's our podcast once again.
I mean, it's been almost 80 degrees here on Christmas Day before.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, Loki pokey.
Yeah, we are a little cat here, always climbing into the studio to do stuff and rearrange my studio, which is always good. So before we get into the list, let's talk about a couple things. What have you been doing on Dining at Disney, just to kind of clue in everybody?
Well,
because we do two shows. Just so you know, I would like to get some synergy between the different shows because we host so many shows. But Dining at Disney, we produce twice a week. We record one day. We do two shows. One goes up on Thursdays, typically Thursday night. The other one goes up on Monday morning. So
the one we did last talked about Black Panther Wakanda Forever, the celebration that they're going to be having in Disneyland. So we talked about that. And then the next thing we're going to be talking about on the next show is Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and all of the treats that you can enjoy for the holiday season at that. Some of those will be available like the entire time. Like you can have it outside
the season
of the party, but some of them are very specific to the party.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good show.
Before that, we had talked about Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving.
The many, many, many offerings of Thanksgiving foods at Walt Disney World. So yeah. If you're going to be there Thanksgiving Day, where you should be going?
Yes. I hope that everyone had a good Halloween. You want to tell them how our Halloween went? Because we set out some candy for the kids, and literally, you know, we had a group of kids. I don't know what, you know, we had our doorbell.
I think I know who it is that did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know which kid did it.
Who did it?
I'm not going to say, but I think I know who did it.
Do I know who did it?
He's kind of known for being the neighbor boy. But yeah, full bowl. I had two bowls out so they could each take one from each bowl. One had like your fruit type thing. So your Sour Patch Kids and Twizzlers and Skittles and all that kind of stuff in it. And then the other bowl was all the chocolates, the Whoppers, the M&Ms, Reese's, Kit Kat, all that good stuff.
And they took everything.
They took the entire bowl of all the chocolate ones and most of the non ones. And then after I turned the lights off and turned around to do something, came back to the door and saw them driving up in their little go-kart.
Oh no.
And they went very slowly past the house, and then they backed it up and stopped. And that's when I flipped the light back on, like, no, you're not going to get the rest of this candy.
Yeah.
You took it from all the little kids that were out trick-or-treating that didn't get to get the candy because you had to be a greedy teenager.
Yep, pretty much.
They're going to ruin it for everyone else.
Did you call out their parents at all?
No.
On that?
No, because I don't have any proof that it was them.
Yeah, the for whatever reason, the sensitivity on our light was messed up. So anyway,
regardless. We weren't the only house that it happened to. Another house did the same thing.
Yeah.
So that teaches you, if you have sick people in your house and you're going to give out candy, share your germs. Otherwise, if you put the bull out, somebody's going to steal all the candy and ruin everybody else's fun.
Yeah. Ugh. It's crazy. Anyway, enough about that. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the news for this week, shall we? Yeah, I was going to do this. I was going to do this little music bed thing. So look at, music bed. Oh, yeah. So.
You and your new toy.
Me and my new toy. So we have to remember a couple things. A couple people had passed away. And this one is especially Disney because it's a Disney legend, Alice Davis. She had passed away this past Thursday on the 3rd. And she was 93. She had been one of the original designing women, Imagineers, married to legend Mark Davis. She did the animated figure designs and dresses for It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow.
She had done so many different attractions in her art and costume design over the years. She did become a Disney legend, and she knew my co-host for Skull Rock Podcast, Dave Bossert. They'd worked together. But she received a scholarship to Chouinard Institute, which was one of the premier art schools back in the day, back in 1947. A lot of training for the Disney artists from that era happened over there at Chouinard. And then basically she got her job over there as a designer after designing clothing and things of that nature, working over at the Walt Disney Studios and being an Imagineer for WED. And she had her first encounter with Walt Disney back in 1956 over there at the historic Tam O'Shanter that you've been at over there in L.A. having a cocktail.
Good food.
Yes, the Tam O'Shanter, the old Irish pub over there. And she got hired, and then she eventually did all of her work for WED, for the World's Fair, working with Disney legend Mary Blair, who did, It's a Small World and yada, yada, yada. So she did yada, so much. Yada, yada, yada. You know, she did so much. I mean, I could go on and on. We could do a whole show just about her work and her costumes, her iconic costumes, especially for that and Pirates of the Caribbean, which is great.
But I wish I could sew.
Right. So.
I don't have the patience for it.
Well, I wish you did too. I wish I knew how to sew just so I could, make cool costumes and hem my own pants. So, at any rate, rest in peace. You will be missed, legend Alice Davis. And here's something very, very disappointing. It's very sad. It's so tragic because Aaron Carter, who passed away the other day, he was born December 7th, so he almost made it to his birthday, but he passed away at, 34? So tragic. Aaron Carter had opened up for his brother's band, the Backstreet Boys. He's had numerous hits, hip hop and dance hits over the 2000s. It's pretty much when his career was taking off, but he was in the Disney. He won a Disney Radio Music Award for Best Male Artist in 2002. He's been in Lizzie McGuire. He's been in Seventh Heaven, a bunch of different shows. He was in a reality show with his brother. And of course their relationship was estranged over the past few years, but it's very sad when a young talent like that passes away. So rest in peace. Hopefully you'll get some peace in this next life that you didn't get in this one. So rest in peace. Anyway, here we are. Yes, the kitten does want to get involved, Lindsay says. Yes. Caleb says, I love your animation Aristocat shirt. Yes, I'll show everybody the Aristocats. This was one of the shirts that I bought during our vacation because you never find Aristocats merchandise anywhere.
Not
except
for
Marie. Yeah, not for men anyway, yeah. And so I'm happy to sport the Aristocats shirt. So anyway, are we ready for a big list?
Let's go.
Let's do it. It's the Disney list. Top 24. Top 24. I feel like I played this bed before. Did I play it earlier?
Don't they all start to sound the same after a while?
I don't know. They all sound the same. Anyway, we have a big old list.
So you know how it goes. They all have this same kind of build and it stops
and then the bass
and
drops.
Then it comes in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how it works.
Yep, yep, yep.
So holiday seasons are right here. They're right now happening. Mariah Carey has woken up from her slumber and she is going to be singing Christmas songs till the cows come home now that Halloween's over. You feel sorry for Turkey Day, but let's be honest, you know, Christmas is pretty much the headliner, the main event of the year. People live for Christmas. People like your mom, for example, love Christmas so much. They just love and eat and breathe Christmas. I think
she got my dad to put the tree up.
Unbelievable.
There's no lights on it
now,
but the tree is up.
Like okay, yeah. Right now.
Yes.
Wow. But Christmas is a lot of people's favorite time of the year. And I have to admit, I kind of dig it myself. What I don't dig are just, you know, going through the whole rigmarole of shopping and people and, you know, being in that craziness shopping.
I like to go shopping, but I don't like to deal with the other people who are shopping and are rude and pushy and cut in line and all of that.
Yes.
That bah humbugginess that people bring out. They're like Scrooge McDuck.
Right. Well, the good news is that if you're planning your trip with Kristen, you're heading down to Walt Disney World, you're going to do some holiday stuff. And we've got 24 holiday must-dos at the Walt Disney Resort for you. Now, we have it broken up into 24 different things you can do, but it's by park or area. So we make it easy for you. So we're going to leave the number one, kind of our priority stuff up top. And we're going to start with the kind of low hanging fruit, just kind of the stuff that is a nice, I would say, kind of icing on the cake. It's not like the main event. This is kind of a nice opener for you. So you want to go ahead and start? Where do we start?
We are going to start in Disney's Blizzard Beach.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay. So what do we have to do there?
Well, they're going to have seasonal menu items that you can enjoy, like a peppermint milkshake, orange bird Santa cone, and more.
It's amazing that this goes on for a couple months there at Blizzard Beach because you automatically think, oh, it's the water park and you're going to do stuff and it's like December. But it is Orlando after all.
Yes.
I think it's just a cool place to hang. We've been to Blizzard Beach during the fall season, and it's actually a pretty cool hang.
I like to go to the water parks.
Yeah.
You're not a water person.
Not particularly, but
you prefer anything that's indoors.
Right. Right. Another thing you could do is you can behold a stunning snowfall in select locations. So they've got the fake snow coming at you, which is always nice. And they also have Yuletide decorations. So, yes, they have theming, decorations. Kristen mentioned the menu items. Fake snow. But I think what people would really want...
Holiday-themed inner tubes.
Holiday-themed inner tubes. Mm-hmm. Right. But I think the people that are in the know, now that you are, you're listening to the show, the piece that brings the people out to the park is the holiday photo session. The photo opportunity, if you will.
With the tropical Santa Claus.
Tropical Santa. So it's a really, I think it's a really unique photo experience and one that you should go out there and do.
You know what song they need to play?
What's that?
Christmas in the Caribbean.
I bet you they do. I bet you they do. Because I know that they play Christmas in the Caribbean on Sorcerer Radio, and that comes from Blizzard Beach. Specifically, Blizzard Beach. So there you go. You got to love that. Okay, now, moving on from the Blizzard Beach Water Park, let's go to the resorts. And the resorts are super fun. I love resort hopping during this time. And I think some of the resorts are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous because of all of their decor that they have. Kristen, that is one of the points I have here. The guest areas. One of your favorites is the gingerbread displays. Gingerbread.
Yes, houses. They have their own little themed trees there. So depending on what resort you were in, the tree is themed to that resort. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you have the gingerbread. So you got like the giant gingerbread house over at Grand Floridian. But like if you go over to Beach Club, they have like a, Beach Club has something and I can't think of what it is off the top of my head, but the carousel, they have that over at the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm. And there you go. So I like the I like the decor a lot. The lobbies look amazing. They've got a wonderful Christmas tree decorations, and of course, the Grand Floridian is done up really well. I don't know what else to say. They're always so very beautiful around there. But more importantly, when you go resort hopping, you can get delicious treats and specialty menu items. That's right up your alley, Kristen.
Yes, where they have the gingerbread displays, you can also buy gingerbread cookies and things like that there.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Very cool.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. All right. Now we're down to what, number 18, and here we are at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And there are a lot of things you can check out at Animal Kingdom. Now, it's really important that you plan ahead when you go to the parks because you still have the park reservation system and you can't park hop until 2 p.m. Still being enforced, still happening right now. So please keep that in mind. So it's important more than ever that you plan your trip in advance. You just can't.
Oh, yes. You want to make sure that you definitely have your park reservations in, because if you don't have your park reservation, the parks are, some of them are, I mean, they're selling out, like reservationing out.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely. So as you plan your day, maybe you're going to be visiting over there at, the Animal Kingdom theme park. Here are some things you might want to check out, Kristen. You want to give them a little something, something?
Yes. They're going to have the Discovery Island Drummer Festive Floatable.
Flotilla?
Yeah. Flotilla. Help me. I can't even
I'm helping you. Flotilla.
Where you're going to have the beat of the drums as you see the group of percussionists. They're going to be on a little cruise along Discovery River entertaining guests. So they're going to just be floating by you.
There you go.
But there's also going to be a Santa Claus one too.
I love that.
And he's going to have, as Disney says, Jolly World Beat Holiday Soundtrack.
I wonder if it's going to be Jingle Jammin'.
I don't know.
You can also check out the Merry Menagerie, which is Delight in Winter Wonders as Discovery Island springs into life with artisan-sculpted puppets of Arctic animals like penguins, reindeer, foxes, and polar bears. So there you go. You can also check out Discovery River to wave hello to some of your favorite Disney characters aboard the flotillas, as Kristen mentioned, all decked out in their holiday and or 50th anniversary Walt Disney World Resort outfits.
But in addition to that, they're going to have the Tree of Life Awakenings is going to have a holiday edition.
Ooh. Uh-huh. I like that with a custom score underlining all of that. So I like that. Animal Kingdom is very underrated. We love Animal Kingdom a lot. And I know it's not a lot of people's choice to do, you know, holiday celebrations, but if that's what you can get, I don't think you're going to be disappointed. I think you're really going to have fun there.
Yeah, especially if you have young kids. The Animal Kingdom is a great park because I don't know any little kids that don't like animals. And to them, it's so cool to get to see these animals in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And our two were very excited. They were like, ooh, it's Tiger.
That's true. That's true. Let's mosey on down to Disney's Hollywood Studios for Yuletide Adventure and Memories. So they also have the dazzling holiday decor, including a special holiday decor over at Toy Story Land, which is, of course, wonderful because they are toys after all. And what kid doesn't love getting toys for Christmas, of course. They also will have a holiday celebration for the first time in forever. I mean, they do a lot of that stuff over there at Frozen, but I wonder, and I've never done this, but I wonder if they have the holiday sing-along with holiday costumes for the characters.
Oh, I don't know.
Because they should.
But during the holiday, they're going to have a finale that features Olaf, everybody's favorite snowman in summer.
That was one of the things that our kids loved, is meeting the Frozen characters. And, of course, Olaf. That was fun. The other thing they do there, and they're very fond of this at Hollywood Studios, is the motorcades. Disney Hollywood Studios is known for their motorcades.
Yes.
And Santa Claus, of course, has got his own. So you can catch the Santa Claus Merry Motorcade, where old St. Nick will travel up Hollywood Boulevard in his candy apple red convertible packed with a sea sack of presents. I said sea sack. It's actually a sack of presents. Instead of getting him the cabriolet, hopefully they upgrade him, get him a Corvette this time.
Right? I mean, he's Santa Claus after all.
Santa Claus. Don't put him in a Malibu, for heaven's sake. Okay. How about this, Kristen? Minnie's Holiday Dine in Hollywood and Vine.
Yes. So they're going to be... Minnie and all of her friends are going to be dressed in their holiday attire.
I love that.
I love that it's seasonal. So you have four different times that you can go that they have themed clothes that they're wearing. And it's not just like a standard dress or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's cool. For sure. And over there at Sunset Seasons Greetings, over at Sunset Seasons, you can gaze and wonder as the Hollywood Tower Hotel is transformed nightly by holiday projections, alternating with the Beacon of Magic. So I love the nighttime shows that they have there with the projections on the different, you know, whether it's Spaceship Earth or, of course, this time the Hollywood Tower of Terror, which is really cool looking. But once again, fun stuff to be had by all. Once again, gang, if you're just tuning in on Sorcerer Radio, if you're listening to our podcast, just breaking in, don't forget, we are live every single week here on Facebook. So please be sure to join our Facebook page and our Facebook group and get notifications and click that bell every time we go live. It'd be amazing. It would really help us out if you do that and subscribe to our show everywhere you get podcasts.
Please
do it. Let's see here. Now we're going to move into from Hollywood Studios into Epcot. Now, this is where things kind of splinter.
At number 9.
You can either decide to spend your night at Magic Kingdom or Epcot. Either way you go, they're totally different experiences and probably the best experiences there on property, in my opinion. Now, I can tell you that Epcot has one of my favorite things of all the holidays here for me. But there is one thing that trumps that, and that's at Magic Kingdom. We'll get to that momentarily. Kristen, why don't you go ahead and tell us all about the different things you can kind of partake in over there at Epcot for the holidays?
Okay, so they're going to have holiday entertainment. You'll find performances around the world showcase that include the Canadian Holiday Voyagers, Las Posadas with Mariachi Cobra. Why am I having problems?
I don't know why you can't talk today.
Cobra, the Chinese Lion Dance, and the Hollywood Storytellers.
Holiday Storytellers.
Isn't that what I said?
You said Hollywood.
I thought I said holiday.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And
help me, somebody.
Help. You need some serious help.
I am too tired.
I guess so. Guardians of the Galaxy also will be doing overlay, and we love Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, but yes.
I do have something when you're done talking about this particular thing that I do want to mention that relates to it.
Okay. So you'll get a mashup of seasonal jams for Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, blast off to a tune of awesome holiday singles, bringing Xandar and Terra to bringing joy to all of the people there in those galaxies. So pretty neat. I really dig it. So you're going to have that overlay and awesome soundtrack.
Okay. As well as that, there is a Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Cart right there. And they will have the Awesome Drink Holiday Remix. And this is a galactic blend of frozen lemon ice, Minute Maid premium lemonade, and green apple syrup, topped with sweet strawberry poppin' boba. And this is only going to be available for limited time at the Joffrey's kiosk that's right outside the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion.
Nice. Do you have a picture of that?
I do.
Gotta see that. Oh.
I'll let you do it.
Yeah, so. Oh, that looks. Oh, Joffrey. I love that. So. There you go. If you can see it. If you can see it, check it out.
So
it
green looks really and nice. Yellow with pretty red.
Boba. Boba.
That just looks good.
One of the neat things about Epcot during the holidays is the Candlelight Processional. And you can hear the Christmas story being presented by celebrity narrators, being accompanied by a massive orchestra and choir. It happens nightly from November 25th to December 30th. And it is very moving. It sounds amazing. So many great people there work hard to make this an amazing event. And the celebrity narrators are usually very much on point. I've never seen one that has been lackluster. Everybody seems
super happy.
No,
but there's one I definitely wouldn't want to see.
Well, let us Epcot.
Oh, and they do a dining package as well. So if you want to get reserved seats for it, so you don't have to wait in line or anything like that for a long period of time to get really good seats, you can do the dining package, and it already has reserved seats for you.
So I would love to see some of these people here. I think Edward James Olmos, one of my favorite actors, he's going to be there.
Ooh.
Neil Patrick Harris, who we love, is going to be great.
Raul Esparza.
Where?
Raul Esparza.
Where is he on the list? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, from Law and Order SVU.
That's right.
Love him. He's awesome.
It's funny because he's going to be there. And, of course, Marissa Hargitay will also be there as well. So both from SVU. So how about that? I think they're both taking their families to there for Christmas. So that's why they're there. That's usually the thing that they do.
It's interesting that we do not have on the list Gary Sinise.
He must be busy this year.
Probably doing something in Nashville.
Well, look, there is somebody there. There's to be determined. A couple to be determined there. Neil Patrick Harris, as I mentioned there. Marie Osmond, amazing. And the Queen, Angela Bassett, will also be there. She's going to be celebrating the multi-billion-dollar box office at Wakanda Forever. It's going to be happening there. So it's going to be nice to see the Queen of Wakanda making her way there because she's awesome. So just a couple people there.
And in case you were wondering what restaurants are included for the Candlelight Processional Dining Packages, it does include Rose and Crown Dining Room, Beer Garden, Coral Reef Restaurant, as well as the Garden Grill.
There you go. There you go. Well, alrighty then. And my favorite thing over there at Epcot during this time of year is the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays presented by Advent Health. Yeah, cha-ching. So starting November 25th, you'll be able to surround yourself with seasonal sights and sounds and flavors with this extravaganza, which is great because you get to learn all about the different holiday stuff there around the world, which is great. Themed holiday kitchens, which is great. They love those kiosks. The marketplace is there, so you can get all kinds of great holiday-themed kitchens. And once again, the holiday cookie stroll, which we've never done. The cookie stroll, it's been a while since we've been there for the holidays, but that would be super neat, huh?
Yes, it would.
I love that.
When the kids are a little older, I think it'll be fun to go during the holidays when they're a little bit older and calmer.
During the pandemic. It was interesting to see people wandering around Epcot and doing the Festival of the Holidays. I love going to Norway and checking out that Santa Claus show that they have there.
The Julenes.
Julenes. Yeah, right? Is that who it is?
I think.
Or Julenesses, something like that. But it was always great. They have their own versions of Santa Claus or Chinese New Year, which is also fun. So just a bunch of different things.
Or you have Helga talking about the Nutcracker.
There you go. Helga talking about Nutcracker. There you go. So fun stuff at Epcot. Now.
Noose Knocker.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, that's what Nutcracker is in German. That's German word for it.
There you go. Magic Kingdom. And we're wrapping up here. Our top 24 must-dos over there at the Walt Disney World Resort for the holidays. Kristen, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about limited time treats.
Okay.
They have holiday-inspired food and beverages that are going to be available for purchase at select locations.
Like it.
And these are always beautiful and delicious sounding, delicious looking, delicious tasting.
You just recently talked about that at Dining at Disney, as we said in the very beginning.
We talked mostly about the ones for Very Merry Christmas Party.
But those holiday treats are wonderful. I don't know what they do, but it seems like every single year they outdo themselves and outdo themselves. And as much as Disney fans, Disney Park fans tend to kind of be very overly critical of a lot of the offerings, I tell you what doesn't disappoint is the food and drink offerings.
Never.
They're usually on point all the time, and they just keep getting better. So do yourself a favor and sample some of these.
I feel like Disney, now that it's added some food festival all year long for Epcot, that I would say the holidays have been stepped up with the addition of Festival of the Arts, and the food offerings for that are amazing. They're like a whole nother level of, it amazes me the amount of time it takes them to put those together, because it's not like they're complicated ones that they make during that. And then International Flower and Garden Festival, that food has stepped up. But I feel like because of that, Food and Wine has kind of, the new items have been less than they used to be. Mm-hmm. They're kind of dispersing them out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But always good.
Very much so. I love it. Of course, they also have the seasonal decor. They've got trimmings all throughout Main Street, which looks so beautiful. I love the fact that when you walk down Main Street during the holidays, it reminds you of literally every Hallmark Christmas movie, made for TV movie that you'll see, like Dolly Parton's Christmas Town. You know, it's like you just walk down the middle of Main Street and it just gives you those really warm vibes. I love that so much. And that's a really down home Christmas, and I really dig it. So, and you also have fake snow during the party, so that's fun.
Snope.
I know, that's what Josh said.
Well, that's what they call it, because it's fake snow made of soap.
Yeah,
so
the soap bubbles.
Snope.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Kristen, how about this?
The castle projection.
Mm-hmm.
So Cinderella's castle will be transformed with cheerful holiday projections. They will rotate with the Beacon of Magic projections presented on nights when Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is not offered.
There you go. I love it. And
now,
of course,
last but not least, Mickey's
number one.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is returning this year.
Yeah.
It was modified last year, but this year it's back again. And you can join Mickey for all the festive celebration. There'll be live entertainment. They'll have special fireworks. The Oh So Jolly Parade this will take place on select nights, November and December. And it is a separate ticket event, so you will need to have special admission. So for those of you that are planning to go to Magic Kingdom on your trip, make sure you check before you make your park reservation. If you are not going to the Halloween, the Very Merry Christmas Party, that you don't go, well, why is the park closed at 6 o'clock? Look that up first. That way you don't book that day if you're wanting an actual full Magic Kingdom day.
There you go. Make it happen. It's probably one of my favorite events. That's why we left it at number one. But I will say that Epcot is close at number two, and depending on the day, could be number one, just because of the festival celebration over there. Because the Festival of the Holidays is one of my favorite things, because going around World Showcase and literally going from one pavilion to the next and seeing their Christmas deco and their Christmas stories come to life in those cast members, it's some of my favorite stuff. But it's great.
There is something we are missing, and I'm sure some people are going, but wait, you've talked about water parks, you've talked about the parks, you've talked about resorts. Where's Disney Springs?
Oh, that's funny.
I don't think Disney Springs has yet posted, have they? Have they made their list of updates?
Well, there are a few.
Okay.
Now, we didn't talk about all this because they haven't made a lot of this public yet, but they do have a few things that they're kind of promoting on the DL. So they have Meet the Santa. That's another photo op you'll have there, with live performances and DJs, plus toy soldier, stilt walkers, and snowflake skaters. So they'll be around with special entertainment. And then
one of my favorite things that they do every year is the Christmas tree stroll.
Yes. And they are bringing that back this year. So that's going to be over there at Disney Springs. And they'll also have Snope in there. Not Snoke, but Snope for fake snow soap. That's going to be shot into the air. So magical snowfall.
What? And Jock Lindsay's hangar bar.
Yeah,
the other thing is that they, every year, they deck out the bar in holiday decor and have some special festive menu items too.
So I guess you can technically call this a top 28. Boy, that was a lot.
It is a lot.
Whew. Man, that was a lot. Well, that pretty much wraps things up. Yes.
For those who are all about Disney Springs and checking it out.
Yes.
Once they have announced more things that are going on at the restaurants and stuff like that, we'll definitely be talking about that on Dining at Disney.
Yes, absolutely. 110%. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to it myself. Kristen, it's been an awesome show. Lindsay says in the chat, I really want to do the Christmas party. Yay! And Caleb says, yes, Snope. Yes, it's Snope. That's the thing there. Hey, gang. We'd love for you to email us and let us know what's up. Do you have any questions for us? Do you have anything you want to contribute to the show? Like maybe your own top 10 list? Do you have answers? Feel free to send us those emails at thedisneylist@gmail.com. We would appreciate it. Don't forget to check out our show archive at thedisneylist.com, Facebook, Instagram at The Disney List, and Twitter as well, the gargantuan Twitter. So thank you to our 12K followers. Thank you so much. We're hoping to step up our podcast within the days and weeks to come. We would appreciate that too. You can also donate to the show as you would, like our producer, Lindsay. Thank you for being our show producer. You can be like her, be a show producer there. Our link is in the show notes. Can find our show there on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Thank you so much for being our forever podcast partner. We also are found on Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, of course, Apple, Google, you name it, we're there. Disney List everywhere you find podcasts. You can check out my sister podcast there, the Skull Rock Podcast with myself and Disney creative, award-winning author and artist Dave Bossert. We're having Andreas Deja, who is an amazing Poland-German artist, Disney legend, who worked on so many films from the Disney Renaissance. He provided the art and animated Gaston, Hercules. He did Scar, and so many more. You're going to hear about him being Disney legend and being in animation this whole month. As he breaks it down for us there on Skull Rock Podcast. So it's Andreas Deja Month. I love it. And you can follow me on Instagram at AlJohnGo. Kristen, where can people follow you and get great, great deals on Disney trips?
On social media, check out Dining at Disney. You can also check out the Dining at Disney podcast on everywhere that you find your favorite podcasts. We will have coming in the next few weeks, we will have Matt from Kingdom Strollers coming on and joining us for a show. I'm sure we're going to be doing some kind of our favorite, you know, things to enjoy during the holidays, because we always do something like that. But yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Well, on behalf of myself, Al John.
And I'm Kristen, and we'll see you real soon.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.